my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madni channel, welcome once again to this series on Jinnat called The World of Jinn and Amir al-Sunnat. And we're going to be continuing with more tips regarding what to read, etc. So pay careful attention, and as we advised previously, have handy something to write, book and page, inshallah. And inshallah azza wa jal. And if you want to find all these wazaif, you can look at the Urdu version of this series, which is the origin. Qawm Jinnat or Amir al-Sunnat. It has so many great wazifas that can help you, inshallah, in this. Obviously, when you're troubled by jinn, then you become desperate and all these solutions are in our hands. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the person who is accustomed to reading 1,000 times Durood daily, he will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Umar bin Hasin, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, has mentioned that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that if a person recites once Surah Fatiha and Ayatul Kursi in his house, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, for that day that person will be protected from nazar of any man or jinn. Viewers of Madni channel, you hear many stories about people being misled when they see strange women at night and they don't realize that it's jinn. And there's one very good, beautiful story in one of the risalas of Amir al-Sunnat. He mentioned that in Pakistan there was one home that was built on the boundary of a graveyard, a cemetery, Qabristan, and it had a flat roof. And it was a very hot day, hot night, so one of the person from the home was sleeping on the roof, and midnight he felt like an eerie sound and atmosphere. He got up. When he looked into the graveyard, he saw a woman calling him. So he jumped into the graveyard and he went towards this woman. And when he reached, he found that she disappeared. So I think at that stage he realized that it was a jinn and he fell unconscious. The next day, his family members tried looking for him. They looked around the house, they couldn't find him. Then someone decided to go to the graveyard, and they found him unconscious under this tree. So they picked him up, they brought him home, and they went to many amils to get help, and they tried and tried, and he was unconscious. So one of the family members saw a person in Madni Libas, and he saw this brother looking very worried. He asked, what happened? He says, no, this is what happened to the person in the house. And then he said, you know what, I have something in my pocket. And what he had was a rose petal that was on the garland of Amir al-Sunnat that fell, and he picked it up and kept it as tabarruk with him. And all he told his brother, he said, take this and put it into the mouth of your brother, this is from Amir al-Sunnat, And he had yaqeen. He said, Inshallah Azza wa Jal, it will help. And Alhamdulillah, after going to so many amils, when they took this rose petal and they put it into the brother's mouth and made him eat it, put it inside his mouth, Alhamdulillah, he recovered. And they said after that they didn't need to see any amil because he recovered completely. So dear viewers of Madni channel, this is another episode, Alhamdulillah, about Amir al-Sunnat and the faith that you can get being in his close company. And as we mentioned even previously, that he is amongst the greatest of the awliya living in our times, and it's beneficial if you try and become his murid, for those who are not murid, and inshallah wa jal become associated with Dawud Islami. And he makes dua for the murids all the time. And the dua of a wali is always accepted. And what I'm talking about, a friend of Allah, a pious personality, this is acknowledged by thousands of even scholars who acknowledge his greatness, his simplicity, and his sincerity. So, if you're looking for someone to attach yourself spiritually, as you know, when you have a body sickness, you go to a medical doctor and he gives you prescription. If you have a spiritual sickness and you want a spiritual cure, you look for a spiritual doctor. And a spiritual doctor, the one who's traversed and traveled the path of spirituality, and he knows the loopholes, who can guide you sincerely and help you in this journey, because ultimately we have been sent for Allah Azza wa Jal, where Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that I created man and jinn except for worship. That means to transverse this path which is built on worship, you need to have a guide who can show you the path, because he has traveled the path, and no better than your spiritual guide who is true. There are many spiritual guides around, Alhamdulillah, and amongst all the spiritual guides, Alhamdulillah, you'll find that Amir al-Sunnat, been blessed by Allah Azza wa Jal, many millions of people have been attracted to this pious personality, and many are gaining benefit throughout the world. So my advice to you is that while you're watching this, and I just give you one benefit, time does not wait for any man. So act now, and inshallah get involved in the mahal of Dawat Islami, inshallah Azza wa Jal, you'll find many, many benefits. Beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, this is a report by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. He said, the person who spends the night with his hands being oily without washing after meals, and he still has the odor of what he's eaten, will be overcome by some difficulties which he earned with his own practice. So the thing is that anything oily, especially if you eat oily, make the habit of rinsing your hands, and inshallah in that way you will prevent this from happening. Also, Amir al-Sunnat has mentioned in Fidana Sunnat, in the first volume on page 333, and he mentioned Qazi Ali bin Hassan Khal'i rahmatullah alayhi has written that jinns used to come, that jinns used to come to visit him at night. And he said once, for a long period of time, they did not come. And then when they started coming again, he asked the jinns, what happened? Well, you didn't come for so long. They said, we stopped visiting because you had lemon in your house. So therefore, this is also an advice from Amir al-Sunnat, that if you keep lemon in your house, you will get protection from jinn. I'm sure viewers of Madhi channel, you never knew this. So alhamdulillah, for those who have a problem, you can try this as well. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned two things. Keep a white rooster, because shaitan won't come close to your house, nor any jadugar. And he also said, do not say to the rooster that this is bad, as it is my friend, and I am its friend, and its enemy is my enemy. And he said, wherever the sound of the crowing of the rooster goes, the jinns run away. So as you can see Very beautiful advices, especially for those people who are troubled by jinns. Very simple, try and keep a white rooster in your house. And as you said, they heard this hadith from our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They sound simple, and the many wazifas we have given, inshallah we will continue with more advice, etc. And as we know that alhamdulillah, with the broadcasting of this, many people have gained a bit more knowledge about jinn. And alhamdulillah, we have learned many things that can help protect ourselves. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the enthusiasm to listen and also to watch Madhi channel. Inshallah, in this way, we can increase our knowledge. And as you can see, how much things you have benefited already. And carry on watching, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. We learn more things in the future episode. Ameen, bijahin nabil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Attar is my guide, 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 by the grace of Allah, attar is my guide, attar is my guide, attar is my guide. By the grace of Allah, attar is my